Give them some love. They deserve it. Thank you, guys. Pastor Gary, he wanted to start a new series. And the series was Studies on the Law of God. And last week, he was challenging all of us to the fact that when we talk about law, most of us, we usually think about the Ten Commandments. And he was challenging us that 10 is not enough, because the same God that has written the Ten Commandments also wrote all the laws that are present in the Bible. So he was overviewing the ceremonial laws, the civil laws, the moral law, the Ten Commandments. And he was challenging us to understand that when it comes to the law of God, there is more than just the Ten Commandments. So that's why he said the 10 is not enough, because all the law of God is inspired. All the law of God had its purpose. And as a part of his series on the law, he asked me to preach a sermon that would deal with the purpose of the given or the driven law of God. And then I thought to myself, thank you, Pastor Gary, because that's not very simple to do. When it comes to the purpose of the law, I think most of us, even myself, I have to admit, we have a little bit of problem to understand exactly, number one, what the law is, and number two, what is the purpose for the law back then and today in our lives. Every day of the week, I'm in contact with an amazing group of young people. I teach one class at La Sierra Academy, and the half of the junior class in high school. And I decided to do a project with them. And I want you to understand these. This might not reflect the standards of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, but this, in a way, will give you, as it gave me, an awareness that people see the law differently. And in a very sad way, I have to say that sometimes most of our young people, they don't see the law in a very positive way. And my question to you today is, what is the purpose of the law? What have we done with the law of God? Are we using it in the right way? So these are students. I'm going to show you a video right now. These are students of mine from the juniors in high school at La Sierra Academy. And remember, they're not all Seventh-day Adventists. They're young. And I think it's very important that we as church, that we become aware that our young people, they're not the future of this church, but the present of the church. And we need to listen to them. And we need to try to tap into their world and see how they perceive the world. And only then, how can we reach out to them and entertain a conversation. All this that is being done, I have not told them. I had an idea where I wanted to go with this video. But I just would throw an idea out and let them take lead. They did all the research. They did the studies. And most of the ideas of the things that you're going to see in this video came from them. Very talented young people. And this is their understanding of the law of God. I hope you enjoy it.
Colin.
Kyle.
I'm Justin.
Andreas.
Hannah.
Kylie.
Marisol.
Tony.
Emily.
Brianna.
I am Catholic.
I'm Seventh-day Adventist.
I'm Seventh-day Adventist.
I don't know.
I'm Lutheran.
I'm Seventh-day Adventist.
I'm a Seventh-day Adventist.
Yes. Atheist.
Adventist.
Seventh-day Adventist.
Yeah.
That is the Ten Commandments.
Ten Commandments?
It's a set of guidelines.
Mirror.
It's a mirror on what you should be doing. It's a rules, guidelines.
The law is supposedly supposed to set up to help us.
Like the thing you follow when you want a better life.
The law is like, it's a set of guidelines, but it only shows you how like you fall short of God's grace, and so you can't just live by
it. It kind of shows you what your sin is. Like, it's a mirror in a way, but you use it to see your own sins. You don't reflect it on other people.
There is absolutely nothing positive about the law. Just saying.
You can check yourself when you're wrong.
It helps you when you follow those.
You can go with, like, nothing.
I think it's trying to show you what your life should look like to a point.
There's nothing positive about the law.
Be able to guide you to find your own way when you feel lost.
I don't find anything positive about the law.
I think that the law helps us to be like Jesus in a way, and it helps us to realize our problems that we have.
Everything is negative about the
law. Like, kind of old people uses the law to judge you.
Well, if you follow the law too closely, then you forget the deeper meaning behind it, the reason it was created. So if you don't remember that reason, then you just become
too many rules, and it's just kind of like forced on you. If you want to do this, and you have to do this, and then there's just too many rules. Everything is negative about the law. Yep.
Example?
Rules. Everything's negative about it.
It's good when you use the law as a guideline for yourself, but it's very negative. You do it for others just to show them like how ugly they are.
The law's negative because that's how the older generation of Adventists judges today's youth.
The things that are negative about the law is that people use it to judge others way too much. It's like the law, since the law is like a mirror, we turn it on other people and say, look at what you have, instead of looking at ourselves. I'm Seventh-day Adventist, and I think the advantage of being a Seventh-day Adventist is I believe that the Sabbath is on Saturday, so we go to church on Saturday, and the health message. And the disadvantage, I just feel like we have so many rules, and we're so judgmental over different people, and we're not understanding about other religions sometimes and different things.
I'm Lutheran, and an advantage for going to be Lutheran church would be we have to take a 2-year class to understand everything, like, so we can receive communion and go to Lord's Prayer. But I think a disadvantage would be we're kind of old-fashioned. We don't really like to have, like, youth things. It's just pretty much all the pastors doing all the work. That's it.
More of the fact that I don't think the religion matters. I think it's more just relationship with God.
Okay, I'm an atheist, so I think the advantage for me is I have the freedom to choose what I want to do. Don't have that many rules just to like tracking me. And I think that the advantage was when I lose my way, I can't find the support.
I'm Seventh-day Adventist, and I think one of the advantages we have is like the health message, and then also Ellen White, like Desire of Ages, like that's such an uplifting book. I think the disadvantages we have is that we're not very tolerant of other people, and we're really old-fashioned.
I'm a Seventh-day Adventist, and I can't really think of any necessarily like benefits to being Seventh-day Adventist, like, because we're all pretty much, as long as we all love Jesus, we're good. And then for the disadvantages, I think we're not as accepting as we should be of pretty much a lot of things. So.
Romans chapter 3 says that the law is good, but we make it something that it's not supposed to be. But it's good because it came from God and God gives us good things, but we're making it a bad thing. And it says that law doesn't save you faith saves you.
Romans chapter 3 is about laws. It's about like how the law is good or bad. But I think it's good.
I think Romans chapter 3 is good, but we do take it negative sometimes in how we judge other people and how we should just look at ourselves. And yeah, it is like a mirror.
Okay, in Romans chapter 3, it talks about the law and how, I mean, I think the law can be positive, but I think we take it and we just use it against other people instead of using it for ourselves. We just judge everybody except for looking at ourselves. That's it.
I think Romans 3, like the purpose of it, it's like a measuring stick, like but you always fall short of it. But it also talks about it later in the chapter that though you fall short of it, God gives you the grace that He scoops you up, and then that you are no longer short of it, but above it and equal with everyone else. So the purpose of Galatians, we think, is that the law is sort of a teacher, and you grow up with this teacher, and you learn from this teacher.
But like once you have faith, you don't really need the teacher anymore because you already know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like once you have what you needed, it's like you can go on your own way and build up into your own relationship.
Sort of like a graduation from, like, you know, it's your senior year, and once you, it's when you're in college, and once you're done with all your schooling, you don't really need that schooling anymore, but now you can apply it to your life.
Galatians 3, verse 23 through 25 says, "The law is controlled and kept us under its power until the time came when we would have faith. In fact, the law was our teacher. It was supposed to teach us until we had faith and were acceptable to God. But once the person has learned to have faith, there is no more need to have the law as a teacher." Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Come on, Paul. You know, I know you travel around, you look a lot, like you see a lot, but you try to bring the Gentiles in our church? I mean, seriously? Okay, we follow the Sabbath, you know, we suits up every day. We praise the God, we follow the rule, we are vegetarian, we don't drink, okay? We don't have fun like they do, like gambling, you know, doing some stuff we'd never do. We don't even want to see it. And you want to bring them to our church? Are you serious? They're Gentile. Come on.
Hey, yo.
Say your opinion.
You know, much thing, but as long as they are faith in God, you should wait for them. You know, they still believe in God, but they just not waiting for the believing law. So you should be waiting for them too.
But it's the rule God give it to us. We should follow it. You know, we should let it guide us, but look at those Gentiles. They're not going to follow the rule. Like, how can you say they have faith with God if they can't even follow the rules? That's just not true.
It's illogical.
You know, God is like, God made us family, so, you know, there are not, no difference between us, so you should believe in still until they believe in the law.
My name's Elena, and I love God, and I need God, and I would love to be a part of your guys' church, but my situation isn't really, I guess, appropriate. I'm an alcoholic. I do drugs. It's an addiction that I've been fighting for years. I have a 2-year-old. And I'm currently pregnant right now, and I don't know who the father is. and I'm really in desperate need for God. And I don't know if you guys would accept me with the situation I'm in right now.
I don't know about Elena. She's kind of bad, you know. Church is only for good people. And she's gonna like spread her sexness, drugness, drinkness to our church. I don't
know. But at least she's telling us that she has problems and she wants to get help and she wants God.
But, you know, one person can change the whole church, you know. Like, it's really influencing.
But one church can change one person's life.
Do you wanna have more chance saving one person's life or destroying 50 people's life by bringing her in to our church?
What would God do?
But he's a God. He has to save everyone. So we have to save more people than just one person. You have to consider that.
Aren't we trying to be like him though? Don't we want to save everybody?
We want to, but when she comes in, she's going to influence the kids, especially the teenagers. They get influenced by older people pretty quick.
Anyway, what is the purpose of the law? You guys didn't like the video, huh? Isn't it cute? Aren't they awesome? These are young kids. And one thing that I love about them is that the younger people, it's not that they don't think about it. They don't think about the consequences and how people look at them when they share their opinions about certain things. We're always cliche about certain things. People ask you and you're always looking for the right answer to give because you don't want to get in trouble. And they're asking hard questions. So if I were to ask you, according to them, what is the purpose of the law? What would be your answer? A mirror? Anything else? You have to say it loud so I can hear from here. To hit people over the head with it. Who's saying that? Oh my goodness. Have you done that? You try not to. To hit people upside the head with the Bible. Yes, maybe they think that. Yes. To tell us? Okay. Anybody else? What is the purpose of... The law gives direction. What is that? According to the atheist, yeah. The problem that he has is that when he's out of balance, he doesn't have a support. He doesn't have any direction. Isn't that right? Anybody else?
Teacher.
It's a teacher? Rules. Standards? Rules?
Standard.
A standard? What else?
Guide.
It's a guide. What else? Reflection of God's love. You guys saying exactly the same thing. Reflection of God's love. What is that again? Reveals God's character. It's interesting. Pastor Gary gave me a list of things that he wanted me to cover, and you guys already covered everything. The law reveals God's character. It's one, isn't that right? What else does the law do? What else does the law do? Reveals sin. Did you know that? Every time you look, you know, the mirror reflection thing, every time you look at the law, you're not supposed to look good. You're supposed to look what? You're supposed to look bad. Because you're looking at the perfection of God. You're looking at the character of God. And if you're trying to look good looking at the law, something is wrong. So you're looking at the reflection of God and you go like, oh boy, that's God. Praise be his name. God is powerful. God is perfect. What else is the purpose of the law? Did you hear what they said? They are aware that the law, the purpose of the law is also to judge us. Did you know that? They said that as well. And one more. What is the purpose of the law? Points out the need of a Savior. That's great. Now, did you pay attention on Romans chapter 3 and Galatians chapter 3? Did you hear what they said? According to them, reading the scriptures, the law cannot save you. Are they right? I thought I would be stoned to death saying this in this church, and it all seemed to be in agreement with what they said. The law cannot save you. The law will never save you. The law will always point to the perfection of God, the character of God, the love of God, the sacrifice of God. So the law functions as a teacher. And you learn from this teacher. They got it straight from Galatians chapter 3. You learn from this teacher. You interact with this teacher. And when you graduate, the law cannot do anything to you anymore. Because you're ready. You can move on with your life. You have the law in the running on the background. Isn't that right? It's like an operating system that you don't see it happening, but it's there. You see it's functioning behind you. You don't even have to think about it. Now let me ask you this. How many of you liked Elena? That's Marisol. Marisol is one of my students. She's incredible in front of the cameras. Did you see Elena trying to join your church? Did you see how those two boys representing church leaders, how they were interacting in the conversation? Did you hear what they said about, she might be bringing some bad things into the church? They said things like drinkiness. I never knew that was a word, but you know, sexiness and all that kind of stuff. She can bring all that stuff to church. And one thing that a young boy said there, that it kind of caught me by surprise. He said, he totally made this up. He said, well, when you bring people like that to church, young people are easily influenced by older people, and that this is not a very good thing to have in our church. He said it. I didn't tell him to say that. So as a young person, he's saying, well, that's how I see it. And I believe that most of the young people probably would be, no, we're not influenced by people that are doing bad stuff. But maybe when I put him in a position of a church leader, that was the first thing he said, oh, I have to say that because that's how we think. Would you accept Alina into the church? You have no idea the stuff that they really wanted to record. I said, well, I don't think we can do that. That's really not appropriate. They're coming to horrible situations to bring to you so that you are aware that some people outside, they're hurting, they're suffering, they need God, but sometimes they don't come to us because of the usage, because of the use, because of our way of practicing the law. Yes. God changes people, isn't that right? I'll never forget, you know, people ask me all the time, what kind of people would you baptize? What if they drink? What if they do drugs? Would you baptize them? People always want to hear from me, what would I do? And my question is, what would God do? How would God accept and embrace other people? So to you today, what is the purpose of the law of God? I don't think I have the right answer to give you. I'm going to leave that up to you. What is the purpose of the law of God in your life? How have you been interacting with the law of God? How have you been practicing the law of God? And how has that been affecting people around you because of that? The Bible also says that who are you that judges one another? Only the maker of the law can be the judge of us. You see that what that young lady said, Brianna, she said, the law is supposed to be a mirror, and it's supposed to be for my own benefit. I see my problems, but in reality, what we do, we get the law and we point in people's face, and we start telling them how bad they look, because they don't look like me. In the book of Romans chapter 3, it says that as soon, the book of Romans chapter 3 starts like this, what is the benefit of being a Jew? What is the benefit of being a Gentile? And Paul says there's no benefit because the Jews are the ones that are judging the Gentiles according to the law of God. And since they start judging, what happens to them? These are the words of Paul. He says, as soon as you start judging, what happens to you? You condemn yourself. Yes. Here we go. Thank you.
The next ones are how we get along with our neighbors. Now, I don't think anybody in here wants to kill their neighbor or steal from their neighbor or do these things to their neighbors. You know, so I know that a lot of people have a problem separating the law. But we're talking about two laws here.
I think this is exactly what Pastor Gary was trying to do last week. We have to be very careful because as soon as we talk about the law, if it sounds bad, oh, it has to be the ceremonial laws. It has to be circumcision. As soon as we talk about something good, oh, it's the Ten Commandments. And what Pastor Gary will try, and I think he's going to do a good job at this, is to show you that we have to take all the law of God as inspired from God, and we need to learn and we need to understand what are we supposed to be doing with the given law of God. And I don't want to be apologetic, looking for easy ways out. My job today here today is only to ask you, what is the purpose of law? Somebody's ready to open the book of Romans on chapter 7 and tell me, oh man, you missed chapter 7. But that's not what I'm here today to do. Pastor Gary will be talking about the law and the cross. Pastor Gary is going to be talking about many other aspects of the law and that your personal relationship with God, and more questions, more answers, and hopefully we will continue to learn more about God. The purpose of the law, what is that? Is that to draw people close to God or to push them away? And the better question would be, how are our young people observing all this? Are they happy to be around us? Are they happy to be in our schools? Are they happy to be in our churches? Think about that. How we interact with them. How quick we judge them, telling them what they do right or what they do wrong. Somebody said there, well, some older people, they use the law to judge us, our young people. They said it. I didn't tell them to do that. That's how they perceive us. What is the purpose of the law of God? That's what we continue to learn in the following weeks. We cannot get everything done today, but Pastor Gary will have several other sermons on the law. Don't miss it. So we will continue to study more about the law of God. I hope that today, the purpose of the law of God for you is to become a better human being, is to look more for God, to look in yourself and see the things that you've been doing wrong, and hopefully stop pointing fingers out, because that's not the purpose of the law. God so loved the world that he came to save us, all of us. And whosoever believeth in him will not perish, but have eternal life. There's no bigger law than that, the love of Christ. Would you pray with me? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we are here in church this Sabbath morning according to your commandment. And we're here today after thousands of years, after the laws have been written. Times have changed. People understand and view things differently. And today we're here, Lord, to still try to understand the purpose of the law. Today we learned from Galatians 3 and Romans 3 that the law cannot save us. Faith only can. We pray that today we'll continue to develop more faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, that came to save us and came to teach us how we should be interacting with the world out there. Bless our families that are represented here. And as we practice your laws, may we be very careful on how we deal with them and how we deal with people around us. We love you, Jesus. Please come soon. In your name we pray. Amen. Have a great Sabbath.